BJ and Jamie.
BJ and Jamie's tote bag blowout.
Fiasco right now. This is not what I expected.
Oh my God, this is a mess. And our CEO is in town. I'm sure she's listening. She's going, they're fired.
This could be our last day.
They could
be. It really could.
And it should be. It should be.
No, it shouldn't.
Yes, it actually should.
No, we're not done yet.
Thank God.
Hey, are you still there, Carson?
What's your name?
Heather.
Heather, Carson, nice to meet you.
Hey, guys, I'm here.
Okay, so you should start giving out the bags now.
No, they already started like 15 minutes ago. They blew it.
Yeah, well, yeah. That's,
what are you doing? You're supposed to wait till 7:40.
We had the entire parking lot was here.
It doesn't matter.
Insane.
You create chaos, my friend. It's radio.
Oh, my God.
You know,
I don't want people to start punching each other for the bags.
Between you and Spadil, Carson, I swear, we can't get anything right.
I feel like some of this is our fault.
No, it's not. I had a game plan, and they didn't stick to it.
I feel like some of this is our fault.
I feel like I'm the head coach here, and you guys blew it. You fumbled on the one-yard line.
I feel like it started Go ahead. What?
No, we pulled in, and there were so many people. You should see the group photo we took together.
Oh, good. Oh, good. You're in a photo. It's always about you, Carson.
Because technically, in the rules, we were supposed to start right now.
Yeah, 7:40. Vicky knows
that. We still got bags. We still have a little bit of. We still got some bags. Okay. We still got some bags.
Okay. All right. Because let me tell you something right now. This started bad on Monday when we said we're going to be in Thornton and we're in North Glen.
Okay. That was just a little technical glitch. Google threw us off on that one. Google Maps. Okay. But we're okay. We're all right, guys.
We're at Cinzetti's, or is it Shinzetti's? I don't know.
Cinzetti's.
Okay.
Whatever. Right.
You know what? Though somebody does have a really good idea. You know how our favorite shows are the train wreck series on Netflix?
Yeah.
Somebody said that they should add the BJ and Jamie show.
Yeah, up yours too, pal. You know, I'm so disappointed right now. You know, Carson, you guys have a good day. All right, we'll see.
Bye.
All right, we're still out here. We still got back.
Yeah, okay, whatever.
Pipe down. You know, here's the deal.
Yeah.
This was going to be the last stop.
Yeah.
I'm not stopping here.
No, come on.
We're going to do it next week.
Listen, no, this is so bad.
You know what? I'm going to do it next week.
This is the show. It's so bad.
We're going to do it till we get it right, okay?
They did not
follow the game plan this time, and I'm upset about it, and we're going to do it again.
Oh,
I don't know if we go to Aurora. You guys can tell us on Texnado where we need to go.
Wheat Ridge,
Aurora, Castle Rock. You name a place, and we'll pick out a place for next week, and hopefully we end up in that city instead of saying something else. But, again, just a technical little snafu. That's all.
Let's not do it again.
But
please,
we are not going to stop.
For the love of God, please, I'm asking you. I am asking you not again. This is horrible.
Texnado.
This is horrible radio. I know stuff, and I know this is bad.
303-22 Alice. Do you want more?
No.
More bags.
No.
Just text more bags.
No, don't.
If you want more bags, and give us a location too. But more bags. Jamie, we got to get it right. The guys blew it.
This
all right, BJ and
fix
Jimmy.
It.
We'll move on. Thanks to all those that showed up at Cinzetti's.
In Thornton.
North Glen, Lyman, wherever the hell you are. I don't know. Thank you. We appreciate it.
BJ and Jamie.
I got a love story for you.
A love story?
Yeah,
love story.
I know you do, Jamie.
I love.
I know you love love.
Yeah.
This story is all about a bear that fell in love, okay? There's a hockey team up in Seattle that they're called the Kraken, by the way, that they wanted to do a promo video. So they shot up to Alaska. They wanted to do fly fishing.
Okay. Yeah.
So they got one of the stars of the Kraken, of the hockey team, and the mascot, the Kraken mascot. I'm not sure about that mascot. I don't know exactly what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
But it's some type of creature. Okay.
All right.
So they go up there. They get in the stream. The guy's got his waders on. The mascot's out there. And then all of a sudden, here comes a big, nasty grizzly bear in heat.
Oh, God.
Wanting to mate with the mascot.
With the mascot?
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Goes right after the mascot. Not the man. Goes after the mascot.
God, that's terrifying.
Because he sees love. Only it's a bear. Get the saddle.
What happened?
They ran like hell.
They okay.
Yeah,
so everybody was okay?
Everybody's fine.
Okay, do you have audio of that?
I do. Okay. Here, I'm looking for it as we speak.
We had a pretty close call with a couple bears. Not a bear.
So, Bowie is a troll, which is the Kraken's mascot, and they're super used to seeing humans. They're just not used to seeing trolls, and mm-hmm. so Bowie was a unique...
Got all frisky.
That's what happened.
...element to the day. We do a trip up to Anchorage every summer with our youth hockey coaches to do a Kraken Week takeover at the Anchorage Hockey Academy. My colleague and I were standing on the shore kind of taking some footage of the folks that were in the river fly fishing. We saw a bear approach us. I think the bear just got a little excited and wanted to get a little...
Told you! The bear's got a little excited. Love, 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 love.
A little bit of a closer look to our dear friend Bowie. Luckily, everyone moved really fast, and it was such a unique moment to see a bear in their natural habitat, get excited to see something they're not
excited.
Used to seeing, because we knew we were going to be okay.
Unbelievable. When you watch the video, you can see those hearts in his eyes pounding.
Really?
Yeah.
Pounding.
Yeah, pounding in his eyes like the cartoons, because he's in love with that mascot.
Wow, okay.
Haven't
All
seen
right.
something that sexy in a long
Thanks
time.
Thanks for the share.
Yeah, and in the background, you could hear it.
Somebody said I have a bad attitude this morning. Can I just tell you, people, but you gotta understand what I'm working with here, okay? It's not my fault.
I just went to a bear in heat after that big bag fiasco.
Yeah, and he's playing that like the My Pony song, whatever that's called.
Get the saddle, girl. BJ Jamie Morning Show. We'll be right back. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ Jamie Morning Show. That's a long distance dedication from the bear to the mascot. Hips don't lie. You know, here's something that's scary.
We forgot about the lunch.
Oh, no, I got it coming up. See, look, I got it queued up.
It's supposed to be at 7:30.
No, we moved it today. I said 8 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
I said 8 o'clock earlier right. this morning.
Okay.
No,
my
I've got,
bad.
See, I got it queued up.
My bad. Okay, but do you?
Well, this is a little scary. And
What's
I know
scary?
This happens to you all the time, Jamie.
What?
But I just did that whole bear story, right?
Right, bear love.
Yeah, he's wanting to hump that mascot up there in the creek.
Yep.
And then I look at my emails, and I immediately get an invite to the Chicago Bears training camp.
That's weird, because the keyword bears, right?
They're listening to us.
Of course they are.
Isn't that wild
it
how
is,
that works?
Yeah, it is crazy. I'm going to post something on Facebook here in a minute. It's if you get a chance, it's like 30 minutes, though. It's long. It's called AI 2027. It's a documentary, and it's on YouTube. It's called AI 2027. And it will terrify the crap out of you.
2027?
What AI will look like in 2027.
Oh, okay, so it's a glimpse.
Guess what? We're gone.
We're gone?
All humanity is gone. We're gone.
Oh, I thought you meant our show was gone.
Well, that too. But that might
be gone by Monday.
Right?
Could happen by Monday.
No, but it's...
What do you mean? All humanity is... Whoa. That's a big statement.
Because AGI will wipe it out.
No kidding.
Artificial general intelligence. Because right now we just have AI, but AGI is artificial, what's it called? General intelligence. So it's just watch it. It's too hard to explain.
But AI 2027.
Yeah. So what I'm thinking is we got to live life large, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to have Frog do all that stupid homework they gave him either. You know, if everything's going to end in 2 years, I mean, that's a crock,
my gosh,
right?
Yep, it's scary.
That's my attitude.
It's very scary.
I got a story here for you, okay? AMC Theaters, they announced, now, here's what I don't understand. The reason they're doing it is because of complaints. But now people are on the other side complaining. Here's the story. AMC Theaters says all those long, drawn-out intros before a movie starts, which go 23 to 27
minutes. Like all the advertisements and all that?
Yes.
Yeah. What?
So many people have complained that they're going to knock it down to like 13 minutes, real short. Now people are coming out of the woodwork complaining again that no, This is a buffer. If I'm out to dinner and want to go to a movie, I've got 30-minute leeway there. I can work that into my schedule. I don't want you to cut it back. They like that the movie starts 30 minutes later.
So, but here's what's happening with my mind right now. So what time is the actual movie?
Well, if they say the movie starts, let's say 8 o'clock. Okay. We'll go with 8. Most likely it's going to start about 8:20.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's been a long time since I've been to a
movie. No, no. Oh, Jamie, it goes for like 25 minutes.
Really? Oh, that is true. So if you go to 8 o'clock, it doesn't start at 8 on the...
No, it will not start at 8 o'clock. You have that buffer, and that's what people are complaining about. Don't take away the buffer. If you say the movie starts at 8, don't start it at 8. Run all these commercials and previews of upcoming movies and stuff because we like those. So now they're fighting back against AMC not to make this move.
I have an idea.
What?
Whatever the time says is the time that it starts. There's an idea.
I'm surprised that comes from you. You're not exactly an on-time person.
At
okay?
all. But I don't, so I but would I think don't wanna, you... I don't want to have to guess. Like, I want to know, like, I'll get there at 7:45 or whatever and get my popcorn and all that crap. But I don't want to try to figure out when the movie actually starts.
My wife, much like you, Jamie.
Yes.
She's late. Yeah. She'll be late to her own funeral, okay? Right. Yeah. She's that person, all right? I like the fact that they wait and they run all these previews because often when you get to the theater, if it's a big movie, the line can be, you know, to get in because, you know, you have your digital ticket, but still the line can be there. Getting through the popcorn and the concessions line can be a pain.
Yeah.
It can be, so for it to start a little bit later than what they say is actually a good thing, I think. I don't want them to shorten it. I think it's fine the way it is.
I know, but now I'm completely confused. Is it 13 minutes or is it 23?
How long has it been since you've been to a movie?
I don't know, but I'm stressed out.
They say it averages 23. I don't think there's a set time.
Yeah.
I don't think they have a set time. I think it just matters, or it depends on previews, how long those previews. You know, some previews could be 2 minutes, some 4 minutes. Who knows?
I think the last time I was at a movie was the Lego movie. The Lego movie. Everything is awesome. Everything. My son was like 7. So it's been a long time.
Yeah, it's been about 20 years.
He's not 27.
I know. I'm just saying. It's been a while. It's been a while. All right, BJ, Jamie, Morning Show. What do you say we do this?
Your first choice for fun.
Cool, if you won the Lodge Casino Stay and Buffet, you go up there and hit a jackpot.
No kidding, and then you give it to Jamie?
What? No, they don't have to give it to you. I'm just saying.
I'm the one giving it away.
Wouldn't that be cool, though, if you won and go
cool,
up there and
right?
you win like $500,000?
And you know you can't win if you don't play.
Damn right.
Yep, so that's here's the deal. The Lodge Casino Hotel, it's a stay and eat thing. Wait, what's the rhyme?
Stay and Buffet.
Oh, right.
I came up with that, by the way.
Not stay and eat thing?
No, it's not a stay and eat here. It's a stay and buffet.
Okay, caller 9 right now, 303-22-ALICE. Good luck.
BJ and Jamie.
ALICE 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Friday, headed into the weekend.
Yay!
Going to be a big weekend.
So excited.
Man, I got to tell you know that GQ barbecue you guys had for lunch yesterday?
That's sitting out, and it's been sitting out for 24 hours?
Well, 20 hours. 20, not 24, but close, okay? 20 hours.
Without any heat on it or cold or anything, just sitting out?
Just sitting out, not even covered.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how good that barbecue was 20 hours ago, because it's delicious right now. It's unbelievably delicious.
Really
so 20 hours ago, it probably was just stellar.
Are you kidding? Like you didn't, are you kidding?
It's delicious. Delicious, I'm telling you. Oh, by the way, this weekend, big weekend.
But yeah, I know. You know why it's a big weekend? My son's girlfriend's flying to town.
No, that's not what I was going to mention.
This van of bananas are in town.
Oh, yeah. We're coming on I'm a little disappointed in their song. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
I expected something
Isn't
a little bit
Imagine
more.
Isn't that Imagine Dragons?
Maybe. Is that what that is?
No, that's, what's the other guy? The guy like, hey, look, Mom, I made it. What's his name?
Somebody will tell
us. Yeah, okay.
Chainsmokers?
No, it's a guy. It's like, he was with Taylor Swift also. He sang a song with her. All right, anyway, go ahead.
Is there an official theme song on YouTube? Impossible. Savannah Bananas.
No, wait, that's not it either. It's that song from, it's a play. It's a movie.
Listen.
It's a movie. It's that. It's from that movie. Okay. It's a circus. It's a movie circus. You know, it's got that guy.
And Oh, I have no idea, Jamie. Stop playing, okay?
Just... No, it's about being in a circus.
All right, listen.
Oh,
here's
my God.
Point. My point is this.
Okay, fine.
You're the Savannah friggin' Bananas, okay? You should have your own song. You should not have something you ripped off from the Chainsmokers.
Or... Chainsmokers?
I don't know who it is, okay? You're missing my point.
I know for a fact it's not that.
You know, you're missing my point.
Okay.
You should have, you know, Savannah Bananas. You should have your own song.
I actually do.
Something really catchy.
Well, remember.
You're on tour. You're selling out stadiums.
Remember the Globetrotters, like.
Yes, Sweet Georgia Brown.
Right? Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's the Greatest Showman, and it's Panic at the Disco. Oh, my God. Hugh Jackman.
I don't care who it is. Stop playing it. Savannah Bananas, if you're listening to this program, because you guys are probably in town dancing in some hotel somewhere.
Yeah.
But if you're listening, get your own song.
Wait, what did you want it to sound like? Go ahead.
Savannah Bananas. Something like that. Maybe that's not it.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, they really deserve their own. I mean, these people, these guys are going, is it all guys?
Yes.
Do they have any women on there?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Huh. Sexist bastards.
But they come to every city there is that's got a baseball stadium, Major League Baseball. They sell out 2 and 3 nights in a row. You need your own song, is all I'm saying.
Where do you think that Doug Johnson is?
Who?
Doug Johnson.
Who's Doug Johnson?
You don't know Doug Johnson?
Well, I don't think so.
He's the guy that promised me 3 tickets and now I can't find him.
Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah, Doug Johnson. Old Johnson, huh?
I wonder where Doug Johnson is.
Jamie got stiffed by Johnson.
I did. It's D-U-G now.
All right, let's unfold this for a minute,
sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
How'd this all begin?
Okay, so I got a text a long time ago when we first knew that this Savannah band, you know, when they were coming to town. And he's like, hey, I got in on the raffle and we have 3 extra tickets. Do you want them? And I said, this is perfect because my son and his girlfriend are coming into town.
Yeah.
And so I'll take him to the Savannah Bananas. How much do I owe you? And he's like, they were $50 each in the lottery.
Okay.
And I was like, awesome. Then I texted my son and I said, hey, when Leah gets here, do you want to go to the Savannah Bananas? And he said, no. And so that was a bummer. But okay, that's fine. But I still want to go. And so then I asked our friend Lori. I said, hey, do you want to go to Savannah Bananas? And she goes, yeah, I'll bring 10. Tenley. And I said, all right, that's great. So I wrote him back and I said, we're all in. We can use all 3 tickets, whatever. And he said, that's great. I'm first going to some party in Parker or whatever. And then I'll meet you downtown. And then yesterday I texted him. I said, here's Lori's phone number. Let me know where we can meet, blah, blah, blah. Maybe in the foyer, if you will, of that hotel that we always go down there, the McCorm, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And then nothing.
No.
And that was yesterday at 7 a.m.
And you were going to pay for the tickets.
Of course.
$50 each.
Right.
That's what he paid for.
Right.
And your theory this morning is that he's found somebody else that will pay maybe $250, $350 for these tickets, and he's decided to sell them out from under you.
Right. Because the thing is, think about $600 or $150. What are you going to take?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm not even mad about it. I just want him to like say, hey, yeah, I did sell them. So,
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not even mad.
And don't take it personal, but you're not exactly the person, if I go to a sporting event, that I want to sit next to either.
Well, I am taking that personal. Why wouldn't you want to sit next to me? I am fun.
Because you would interfere with the festivities.
Because
you are your own little entertainment center. You would be chaos. I couldn't even imagine going to a football game. I mean, forget about the Bananas, okay? Because they're all, you know, pull my finger type stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But I can't even imagine going to an actual game, sit next to you.
Why? I'm super fun.
Yeah.
I'm super fun.
Yeah,
in fact,
I wouldn't see any of the game.
When Michelle and I went to the Chargers versus the Broncos, we made friends with everybody around us, and like we are still friends with them.
I'm not at the game to make friends. I don't know why you go to the game, because you've got a whole section of friends now. Nobody's there to make friends,
well,
Jamie.
Well, we did.
That's not what
and
the game is for.
And we've kept in touch with them, and they're our friends, so there.
That's my bleacher friends. There is no way. Folks, I'm being honest. I'm looking her in the eye and saying this, okay? I would never, ever.
You wouldn't make friends
in the game. Johnson, if you're listening, if you sold those tickets for $400 each, that was a brilliant move, my friend.
Hey, listen.
Listen, because you do not want to be sitting next to Jamie White. Now, maybe yes, with the bananas,
yes,
you'd be okay.
I am so fun. Because
they're kind of yuck, you know, so that would be okay. But if it were a serious ball game, Jamie, and I'm looking you in the eye, I would never sit with you in
a game. You know what? You ask all our bleacher friends if I am not a great time, even at the Broncos games.
The term bleacher friends.
That's enough to tell
you right there that would be the worst experience.
What?
Can you imagine?
I can't even imagine. Just because
listen,
you can't make any friends.
Now. I got something
I'm
going to
stand
say.
Up to you.
Listen,
because you can't make any friends. I am, you know what? I am kind to others. I'm fun with others. And then we're all like, oh my God, we should
go out. I'd take probably a cyanide tablet. If I bought like two tickets to a Super Bowl,
let's say, okay?
Uh-huh. And pay like $5,000. Mm-hmm. And I show up, and she's sitting there.
What is that supposed to
be? I swear I'd have to pop a pill. I swear.
That's so rude.
TJ and Jamie.
This show's over. We're going to sit down and talk. We're gonna have a quick meeting on the backs, all right? I just want to make... We don't have to do it here on the air.
What?
When the show's over, I want to meet...
You always talk over music. It makes me crazy.
I want to meet with Spindell and Carson to talk about the next event when we do the bags again.
No, because remember, you're going out because you
I can't. Somebody has to run the show, man. You know, a show to this perfection does not run on its own. It takes some, some brains behind the microphone.
Okay,
here.
All right. It's now, grocery bags. It's the grocery bags, in case you didn't know.
Carson just told me. Why did you give them out early? He said you made the call. What the heck are you doing? We said 7:40. That's the rules. You went up there, you got to Thornton, and you got there like 10 minutes early and started just handing them out like popcorn. What are you doing?
There was a mob of people demanding bags. There was literally like 100 people there, dude.
It was crazy. I was like, all right, Spindell, like, because these people were coming after the vehicle. They were chasing us.
That's okay.
And
that's
I had
okay.
nowhere to go. Like,
they
okay.
were rabid for bags, man.
Make them wait.
I know. I mean, it's called lock the door.
Yeah, lock the door, Jamie. See, Jamie gets it. That's how you pull off a promotion. You say what time we're going to give them away,
and then
you stick
give them away
it.
At that time.
Yeah, you don't do it 15 minutes early because you're in fear of your lives.
I was scared, man.
We had dogs there. It was all kinds of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe don't mention that. Dogs. There's a liability issue.
They were going to sick dogs on us. We didn't give them a bag. All right, we're doing it next week. We're going to get it right next time, okay?
Okay.
The perfect timing. I've already got a location we're going to next week.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to Arvada.
That's okay.
That's
right next to where we just were.
I love Arvada.
We're going over toward the Wheat Ridge area.
Yeah. Okay.
Wheat Ridge.
On the Wheat Ridge side of the tracks.
Yeah. That side of the tracks, man.
All right.
It's not the same.
I think he's thinking we should go south.
Yeah, I was thinking maybe more east or something.
There's nothing much more south of us right now.
Yes, there is. There's
a whole place
called Castle Rock. It's huge.
We can get to Castle Rock eventually.
Do you know how big Castle Rock is? It's gigantic.
I don't know if they're into grocery bags down there. Our bed at Wheat Ridge sounds like they might be. I like to go where it demographically fits for me.
What's that supposed to be?
You don't see me doing a backdrop behind the gates, do you?
I'm not saying go to Cherry Hills.
I'm just saying. There's a certain place. I can see me at Peyton Manning's house.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Peyton, you want a couple of bags? You
got
to stick to where our people are. Our people.
I'm over it. I'm over the bag drop.
Next week.
No. Can we? Hey, let's.
Wheat Ridge.
No, no.
Arvada.
Hey, let's
come
not.
Come see
you. Let's discuss it and figure out if.
Jimmy.
This. What?
We're almost done. We only have about 15,000 bags left. Okay? We're almost done. We've barely eaten into these things. Oh. We've got to get rid of them, so we've got to keep going. I think there's 15,000 back there.
Oh,
my God. We've got to keep moving, man.
So
you cannot
tired.
Let just because these guys can't pull it off.
They did a great job.
They wanted these bags bad. I wasn't going to make them wait any longer.
Unlike him, I appreciate you too. There.
It was a mob.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
It was insane.
I'm sorry, what?
It really was.
What'd you say?
I appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You did a good job. Don't screw it up next week.
All right.
Got it.
Oh,
I'm going to have a timer next time. I'm just going to be like, yeah, you guys got to wait because BJ said so.
That's a great idea. We'll get an alarm clock.
Yeah, oh, exactly.
The alarm goes off when it's time to go.
I swear that's to a God, great idea. I feel idea. Like I'm doing Southern Illinois radio. And nothing against all my friends that stream this. But.
All right, let's get to this cruise ship.
Oh, my God, this is crazy. Now I have a new fear. You know, when the airbag recall came out, and then after that, that girl died because the thing went through her. Mm-hmm. And then I started moving back my chair in my car because my sister she broke her nose, chipped all her teeth from the airbag.
Yeah.
And so now I've moved my chair back a little bit, my seat. Because the airbag. Now I don't want to get on a freaking water slide.
Yeah, cruise ship.
Cruise ship.
On a cruise ship. I think it's the Royal Caribbean, right?
Yeah, and here's the thing. They're lucky because one of those other parts of the slide goes over the ocean. Yeah. So the acrylic broke and the guy fell out of it. But thankfully it wasn't on the part where it went over the ocean.
I mean, it literally.
He might be dead.
It literally broke where his butt would be.
He's
on
not
the
kidding.
Bottom side.
Yeah.
On the bottom of the slide. It's one of those that go around, you know, woo, woo, woo in circles. And the guy's inside it and there's a clear section. So it's really easy to see of acrylic that he goes through. And then you've got the different colors or whatnot that you slide through. Well, it's the clear section that broke.
And you know what freaks me out? In Dubai, there is a slide that goes over the city that's all acrylic. And we went on it. And now I'm rethinking everything.
Yeah.
And you know, like at the Palms in Vegas, that one piece of acrylic that they have at the Palms that you can stand on. Yep. I'm rethinking this, standing on acrylic, looking down.
I rode that ride that's at the top of the Stratosphere.
Uh-huh.
I'd never do it again. Scared me to death. It goes out over the edge of the Stratosphere and drop, makes it look like you're going to drop and fall off of there.
Yeah.
It scared the crap out of me.
Oh, my God. This is awful.
I swear. All right. Here's the news story. Cruise ship, slide breaks, guy goes falling. He's going to be okay, I think, right?
I don't know.
We don't know yet. No update, right?
Did the person fall out?
Stop!
Did the person fall out?
Yeah!
Take a look at this. New this morning, also caught on camera, a scary incident. This is on board a Royal Caribbean cruise ship known as the Icon of the Seas. The glass broke on one of the water slides on that ship, sending water rushing down to those on board. We know at least one person was hurt here.
Local 10's Walter Murphy has the video that you need to see and what the cruise line is now saying. Walter.
Chilling moments caught on camera after a Royal Caribbean cruise line passenger was injured while taking a thrill ride down the frightening Bolt water slide. The glass panel cracked and water began.
Is he holding his nose?
I think he is because he's very concerned about the situation.
Did you notice that too? Let's get back to the story.
Injured while taking a thrill ride down the frightening Bolt water slide. The glass panel cracked and water began gushing through the...
Listen to that! That takes away from the story!
Oh, no.
Yeah, let me get back to this guy again.
Frightening Bolt water slide. The glass panel cracked and water began gushing through the hole that was left in its wake. Luckily, the passenger didn't fall through, but
all right, that's good. That's good.
Wow, isn't that...
The guy fell. I'll say this. He's rich.
He is rich.
This guy's going to own
that
boat.
Isn't that sad? He's really, really seriously hurt, and that's all we all think about is how much money he's going to get.
His name. Yeah, I don't know if his name's Larry, but it's going to be the Royal Seal of the Larrys. He's going to have his own cruise ship now. You know?
I know.
I swear.
Oh,
he will. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday.
BJ and Jamie, weekday mornings on Alice.